Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, guys? Anissa finally has her suit. Brock and Michelle Obama make an appearance. And Henderson and Black Lightning are friends. Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I feel like their whole soundtrack is whoever this is.
It really is. Yeah. Like, the majority of the songs are God Holy based, and I love it.
This is for the street. Black Lightning's Black. That's what I think about when I hear this song, too.
I am a little mad that I have so much space over here because we're obviously missing Joelle. But yeah. What's up, guys? We're back for another week of Black Lightning, which is a yay. With yay effects.
Yay!
There we go. Okay, cool. As always, I am with my girls, Portia and Shay. Say hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hey. And let's get right into it. What did you guys think of this episode as a whole?
Go ahead.
First, I want to give a shout out to Joelle. We're going to really miss you on this show tonight because, you know, especially me, I have no one to rebuttal everything I say.
But I have a few things. So
but
we'll
this episode was cool.
So natural.
It was cool. It was eye-opening.
It was cute or whatever.
But it wasn't, like, extra super exciting for me.
Shay.
Oh, how did that happen?
You gotta chill on that.
This is...
Whoa, that's like the Matrix.
Okay, for me, I loved it. I liked her suit. I just loved the whole entire look, the hair. I loved it. I'm like, this is like, she's gonna kick ass. And that song as her intro song, just listen to the lyrics. Like, you feel powerful as a woman in that moment, and I loved it.
I feel that. I actually really liked this episode because the creators had told us before the show even came out that this just wasn't a superhero show, but it was also like a family drama. And I feel like this was one of those episodes where it really
family drama.
Yeah. It really highlighted the family drama aspect, but still had like the sprinkles of superheroism in it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's jump into it. Last episode, we see Jennifer get her powers. This episode is when all of that really starts to bloom. How do we feel about the showdown between her and Anissa in the bedroom? Because I personally thought it was hilarious.
I loved every minute of it because it was like so, it was so real. Because me, if my sister came in and said, girl, I got superpowers, I'm going to look at her like she's stupid, too. And I'm going to say, get out, because I don't have time to be playing with you. And that's exactly what Jen did. Shout out to Jen, because she was just real. And she laid down, and she's like, I don't have time. Then that bed came up. That's some stuff that'll wake you up real quick, okay? Somebody lifted your bed up. So I understand, you know, how she could have been a little thrown off and had some type of pushback with the whole scenario. But I did not expect Jen to react the way she reacted. Like, that took me by surprise. I expected her to see this how Anissa sees it as a blessing. But instead of a blessing, she sees it as a curse. You know, be it she's, you know, afraid of relationships now, afraid that she may not be able to produce a family. And so at this point, she's taking, I would say, her mom's side of it in her mom's way. And then because her mom is the way she is, her mom confirmed all of her fears. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, dang, my mama done confirmed my fears because she left my daddy because he got powers. Nobody's going to love me. Can I have kids? So she have all these things bottling in her mind. Not only that, you know, her daddy is the superhero of the town that everybody's talking about. And she's just now finding out. And it's like, dang, I'm late. Like, you know, like I'm basically late to the party, and nobody likes to be late to the party unless you fashionably late because it's your party. But but yeah, so I didn't expect her to take it the way she took it, but I can definitely understand where she's coming from.
I'm actually not surprised that she handled it the way she did, just because I feel like she's so much like Lynn. And also, she's a teenage girl, and I feel like, what do we all want when we're teenagers? Just to fit in.
And have fun.
And have fun and be normal, and we're not really trying to stand out. And the whole being normal is boring thing, we're like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm just trying to, like, make it to graduation, maybe win prom queen, call it a day.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really surprised by that, but I do feel for her. Not because, she said, when she was saying she was worried about, like, having kids or whatever, I didn't think she, like, literally couldn't have kids. I just figured she was thinking about, like, if this gene was passed on to me, I don't want it to pass on.
Yeah, she has a fear of it, but I believe she can because her daddy had her, you know?
Yeah, no, I think she can, but I think it's she's scared to have kids because, like, the gene of, you know, these superpowers are passed on to her. She doesn't want them. She probably doesn't want her kids to have superpowers as well. But I think just, like, Lynn has come around. We're going to see Jennifer come around. But I don't really want to see her suit up yet. I want her to, like,
playing around with it.
I want to just get to see Jennifer be a teenager some more. Like, I want to see her enjoy life a little bit more, deal with teenagers.
She ain't enjoying life. She's sitting around depressed.
You're right, but I want it. But
she's asking a teenager. Prozac.
She's a teenager. We were all depressed back then.
That is true.
I was not depressed. I was living life, doing stuff I had no business. Okay. But I don't want them to suit her up or anything anytime soon. I want to see Anissa get to, like, you know, have her moment and, like, us focus on Anissa for a hot minute and, like, us focus on Black Lightning for a minute. And then maybe, like, season two, Jennifer goes on the team.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know if I said or Joelle said or even you, like, mentioned it a little bit, Portia, but, like, I kind of, like, actually saw her being the freak out because she is a bit of a drama queen. She acts to the extremes, in a sense. So it wasn't as far-fetched, but I kind of agree with Portia at the same time. I didn't think she was going to go. Like, she had, like, an inch. She took the miles. I'm not saying mile. I'm saying miles with an S. Because, no, like, she went super far. And it was just, it was interesting, though, to see. Because, like, she, like, at that moment, she's like, I'm not you, Anissa. I don't feel the same way as you do. And we're just not different. We grew up in the same house, but we're not the same people.
Yeah.
And I think that's also an interesting aspect to even breach. Because you can tell they're close, and they're really mm-hmm. close as a family, but you also have to realize we are not the same people.
Right.
They don't want the same things.
Right.
And when you take that into account, and you're just like, all I ever wanted to be was normal, I don't want to be the Queen of Garfield, and now I have
and
powers.
And now you're
super. Like, this is everything I never wanted, but I didn't have a choice in. So I totally get her in the sense of her being like, this wasn't a choice I was given. This is something that was thrust upon me. And if I legit feel like if she could give her powers away, she would.
Well, she's clearly interested in what's going on because, you know, she's researching it on social media.
That was funny. That
you
video.
Don't research anything on social media unless you're interested to know about what's going on. So she clearly has some type of, like, thing that's, you know, pulling her towards it. I believe it's I have to settle for this because I have it. But she also wants to know more and then see what they're saying about her sister and her dad because that's going to give her a clue of what they would say about
yeah.
her.
A couple of things. I love that they dropped the Vixen Supergirl
I totally
references
love that.
Because that made me wonder, one, in this, on this show, not necessarily on the comic books, but on this show, what Earth are they on?
Yes.
Because if they're on an Earth where Supergirl exists,
then that means the Arrowverse technically does exist.
Technically, but it's not. I know that they're not going to go into. I know the creator said that it's not going to be a part of the Arrowverse, and I'm glad for that. I don't want it to be a part of the Arrowverse because I feel like there's already too much going on over there. But I do think it's cool that we know Supergirl exists, or at least like a comic book version of her exists.
And Vixen.
And Vixen.
Like, I just love the fact she was like, "Are you Vixen?" Like, she was super serious about it. Just like, I need to know. And mom's like, yes. We saw, like, Lynn, like, be her mom, but also, like, she can be fun, and she does have humor.
Mm. Yeah.
And I actually like seeing that part.
I would kind of be interested to see, because I don't think we're going to see Jennifer suit, like, I don't think we're going to see her out in the field like we see Anissa.
No.
I don't think she's interested in that, and I don't think we'd get fair play as viewers if she's in that. I'd like to see her as sort of, like, a Cisco, like how the Flash has Cisco, and yeah, he has powers, but he's more
behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, yeah. Helping out. Because I think she's smart. I think she could be useful in that aspect. And then, like, occasionally we see her do the powers.
Like, she's like the Hail Mary that comes in, like, when you need her.
So you're saying she, the Gambi, the researcher.
Yeah, but, like, maybe, like, helping somehow. And because, obviously, they're on the outs with Gambi right now. So.
As they should be.
maybe we will see that somehow.
Okay, I have to ask this because he said it twice. Nicholas Kelly in the chat wants to ask Portia a question. Portia, do you think Gambi got a serious case of liabetes? But it looks like you have to be careful, girl. That man carries murder on him like it ain't nothing. # Black Mamba.
So what was the question?
Do you think he lies a lot? Yeah. Which, yes, you do. Yeah. That is
I mean, because even when he talked to Anissa this episode, like, he left out the part that he was responsible for why her granddad got killed.
Well, I think
he didn't not saying that he had to tell her that, but she don't know the full story, and you giving her bits and pieces of it, it just puts you on the good looking side. I'm just here to protect y'all. And so that's how she's looking at it now. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't think it was necessarily that. I think he was respecting the fact that clearly if Jefferson didn't tell her, then Jefferson doesn't want her to know. Yeah. And I think he was respecting that and being like, I did something really bad and I didn't tell your dad and that's on me. But I still care about you guys.
But he told her some type of insight that Jefferson don't know about the kids that he found in the little holding cell.
But with the power I think Gambi is on a redemption path. Like, I still think...
I mean, but I said that last episode. I said that he was going to go against his people this time because he know he's wrong. So now he has to go against all the people that are in his little
universe. I don't think Gambi has
universe.
Been... I think Gambi been going against his people.
Thank you.
I think he's just more aggressively doing it now.
Like, because he's been playing every side. And that, like, now he knows what side he has. Like, he had to choose a side at the end of the day. He chose Jefferson. He chose the Pierce family.
No, he was still in the middle. He's been in the middle for a long time. Like,
but I think
he's just been protecting Black Lightning. He hasn't been really like saying, "Okay, I'm on this side. F y'all, I'm going against y'all." He has not been saying that. They have been in cahoots for the longest. The only time he made it known that because he couldn't take. From Martin's instructions, he couldn't take Black Lightning out. So when Martin said that, okay, I'm going to do it myself, that's when Gambi snapped because he thought he still had time to keep playing the fence. But now you don't have no more time to keep playing the fence. It's either do or die. And so now he's trying to do.
But that's the whole thing about an agency. Technically, you might be out of an agency, but you're never out. Like, you're never going to be out once you've been in. That's the only part. That's like the CIA.
And again, that proves my point, playing the fence.
But I think I don't think it's black and white. I think there are gray areas. And I think that in this particular situation, in order for some of the intel that Gambi has been able to collect, he has to be, like, dipping his toe
into that side. Because he needs that information. Yeah. And personally, I just feel like the fact that he is protecting Black Lightning, he is protecting Jeff, that is being on his side.
Okay. I mean, I never said he was fully against Jeff either. I just said he couldn't be trusted.
You know who can be trusted, though?
Anissa.
For sure.
Do you? Yes, Anissa. But you know who else?
Who?
Maria Menounos.
Definitely.
Do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we've got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let them know, or let Maria know that it was us,
the
your
Black
favorite
Lightning.
Podcast,
yes.
After Show Pedal. That it was us who got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. Ow.
That was so great. And you know what's also we need to be checking out? Anissa, like, telling her parents, just, like, I give you two options. Either I'm going to go, like, I'm gonna play
Yeah, that was my moment.
And go behind your back. Or you can just let me help.
That was my moment. I knew right then and there that she was the one. that she was the one that was going to save this family.
She is that bitch.
Yes, for sure. Because she like, you know, I can lie or I can do it for real. Like, I mean, either way it goes, she was going to get the job done.
But what I love is like interesting because like she's coming at her parents, but her parents, like they said, I'm still going to be your mother, even if I'm in a, like a nursing home, and he's still going to be your father. And that's all, no matter how old you get, I don't care if you're 23 or 50, I will still be your mom. And it's my job to protect you from what we think is best. Because like they said, being parents, like it doesn't come with an instruction book, despite all the parenting books out there. You have to learn.
You got kids?
No. Girl.
Really? I mean, you talking like,
I think she needs to go back to episode 3 or 4 or 5 whenever I announce what I announce. But keep on continuing life.
I think that Anissa is grown and she understands that she's grown. And when you're, you know, a young adult and you start coming into your own, you realize that your parents are people. They're humans. Mm-hmm. And they're not necessarily everything they do is correct. And she, you know, was like, listen, I know what I need to do. And I'm going to either respectfully let you all in on what I'm going to do, or you guys can continue to get all up in my business and I'm just going to be sneaky about it and not tell you. So would you rather be on my team or just like an obstacle I have to overcome? And I respect that because as we can see, Lynn and Jefferson don't have it all together. No, they're messy as hell.
I actually love that about this entire show. Like, this family is messy. Nobody is perfect. And the way it's written really showcases that. So shout out to Black Lightning writers because you guys are doing your job. Mm-hmm. And, like, also showing that the world isn't black and white. There are every shade of gray out there. You have to see both sides of everything.
Mm-hmm. I just like the... Obviously, there's been... I like that now that everything's out on the table, there's so much transparency amongst the family. Like, they're just being like, listen, I'm gonna do this, you can do that, but just know I'm gonna be over here doing this. And
and that's my goal, to see a super family getting super work done and fighting super great. I mean, end of the day, if they all got each other back,
that's all that matters.
Teamwork make the dream work. Amen. So they gonna get it done. They gonna be out here like they stronger together. You know, with every black family, but with any family, we're stronger together. That's the phrase I've been hearing all my life.
So we find out, you know, who, what's his name? Hollis Doyle.
AKA Martin.
We keep calling him that because of Scandal, but we find out that his name is Martin Proctor, which that just sounds like a bad guy's name.
Well, first of all, Proctor... The surname is like, it's like something they used to say back during slavery. And I just like, every time I hear it, I'm just like, they really just gave you a slave master's name around this mug too. Well, just to prove a point.
Yeah, prove.
You was back in.
Point. Sorry. So in order to get to him though, we had some pretty, I thought, some pretty fun moments. For instance, Jefferson and Anissa going to the lawyer because they realized that they've been paying off somebody.
They were really cute. No, like,
they were really Barack and Michelle.
She's like, I have one question. Why was Michelle so light-skinned?
I don't know. I was thinking about that question too.
I was looking like they really got Michelle a little light-skinned.
They got Michelle out here trying look like Hillary.
I was a little confused. I thought it was Hillary at first. But I'm like, why would she come as Hillary? You know? And I was just, I don't know. But she was pretty light.
No, I love when this was like, respect his name. You got to say president.
He's talking about I voted for you twice.
Which I felt like was a Get Out reference. Because you remember the movie Get Out? And he's like, if I could have voted for Barack Obama a third time, I would. And it's like, it's this ongoing joke that Jordan Peele has that like white people to show that they're like down.
They with call the out Obama.
They're like, I loved President Obama. I voted for him both times. Vote for him a third time if I could.
Oh yeah, it was another president she was wearing, not Michelle. I just couldn't figure out who the president was.
That was a woman's face.
That was a dude's face. Or that dude looked like a man. So
the dude looked like a girl, man? Like a
whatever. I'm right.
So you just claim you right, even though you can't explain what you're saying. Yes.
Anyway.
I don't like stuff like that. But anyway. Yeah.
Anyway. So we get some information from them that leads us to Martin Proctor. Meanwhile, Gamby is out here sticking African viruses up in people.
Okay, first of all, the Black Mamba, that virus is a very fast-acting virus. So the fact that it actually took that long, I was super surprised by. Because the Black Mamba venom bite is very fast-active. It will legit kill you within a minute of
But you know, Gamby, he probably diluted it a little bit.
Or he
you
probably know, he didn't probably... even put it in him.
That actually could be funny, too, and true.
Wait, if he faked it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just shot him up with, like, some saline water.
But he started coughing and stuff. He felt it. Or maybe it was something else.
Maybe it was, like, mind over matter.
Because let me tell y'all, Gamby be getting these people minds, and he get them, and they don't know how to act, and they trust him, because he trusted him with the information, whether it was real or fake, okay? He had to tell them, because that's what Gamby do.
It's like when you see a spider, and then all of a sudden you feel like...
There are hundreds of spiders
coming over you. You know, it's like the...
Really?
It's like you're just thinking about it.
Oh, that was... Some people are saying in the chat that was Joe Biden.
That did not look like no Joe Biden.
It doesn't look like Michelle, though. So either way, I still say I'm right.
I mean, it's between Michelle and Hillary. I don't know who it was.
The point was, I still feel like it was Michelle, whatever. But anyway.
And this is smart. She be doing her research because she was going to crack that man's phone.
She really was.
She was like, I got your pet's name, your wife's maiden name, your social security numbers, your kid's birthday, your birthday. I'm pretty sure I can figure out your password.
Yeah. I feel like I love it because I feel like this is everything that Jefferson's not when it comes to a superhero. And so I
and
feel
she
like.
She always got his back.
Yeah. Yes.
She be saving him like a mug.
They
like,
save each other. That's what
today
I love
was
about
my
it.
First time seeing him actually save her, though.
Facts.
But like, she's always got his back. Like, she always coming to his rescue. But today was my first time actually seeing, like, oh, okay. He making sure she ain't getting shot in the back of the head,
yeah.
too.
And we'll get into that in a second. But before we get into that, I want to get into Henderson. And yeah,
Black Lightning.
Well, actually, before romance. We get into Henderson, I want to get into the real quick scene with Gamby decoding that guy's webcam.
Caleb Scott, that was hilarious.
I thought that was so funny. I think Gamby's a really funny character to me. Like, he just has, like, little things like that that I just find really amusing. And he decoded that little pixelated screen real quick. And he was like, hello, Caleb.
He's like, you better like, you know, you're good, old man. Oh, really? Okay, I got a few more seconds, and then I got you.
Was it supposed to show up like that?
No, it was supposed to stay pixelated because he was trying to be, like, incognito.
So he does that. He does that to people.
It was, in fact, just referencing, Barack and Michelle's mask.
We knew it.
We was correct.
Whatever. Thank you.
We were right. Thank you, Jeff, for proving that. Once again, Portia and I are correct about everything.
I like that. We are correct about everything all the time.
See, you're my fave.
You just got to get two fingers. Okay?
I don't play the middle fingers. Look, you mess around and be like Lynn and G and you get slapped. Look, she should have told her she was going to get slapped, but she's talking about pay your own phone bill.
No.
And any regular black household, you roll your eyes, you get slapped around this mug.
Like, that is factual.
You're going to catch this back hand. She's talking about pay your cell phone.
But like, ain't in no cell phone. Like, in a millennial... S-ness for her, that actually is a thing, like, because your phone is your life when you're a teenager, especially in this millennial, like world we're living in right now, so you gotta pay your own cell phone bill, you're gonna find out real quick how much your phone is really worth.
Factual.
She had factual. A jaw.
But, we'll get into Henderson now, since we are wilding out. Is it too early to say that, like, Henderson and Black Lightning are, like, kind of friends?
It is a very nice romance.
They are friends.
Because I feel like they're friends.
They are friends.
I feel like they want to be best friends.
Nah, with, that's like, pushing it. That's pushing
no,
it.
No, like, friendship necklaces yet?
Oh, no.
We'll get there.
It ain't even, no.
We'll get there.
No, because they still trying to trust each other. Like, he's still trying to believe that Black Lightning didn't, you know, light Lady Eve up. And then Black Lightning is still trying to believe that, you know, Henderson can do his job.
Well, I think Henderson knows now that he didn't light Lady Eve up because Black Lightning gave him that proof, and he was like...
But the proof got blown up.
Yeah, but he... And Black Lightning told him, you need to address the fact that... There's people that you work
destroying
with that are dirty.
Evidence. Yeah.
And you need to stop playing so, like... Basically, how you feel about Gamby, you need to stop playing so, like, wishy-washy, like, in the middle, and you need to pick a side because... Like, people are really out here getting hurt, and I can't do my job if you're not doing yours.
Man, when he was up there on that building, I was so scared. I was scared. I'm like, if they look up, he out of there. They gonna shoot him. Right? They gonna take him out. And then next thing you know, Black Lightning can't save somebody else. He said he was gonna save. Like, and I'm just so sad.
I felt so nervous because I was just like, this is the day that Henderson dies, and I don't know how I feel about it actually. Because I know I talked a lot of mess. You thought he was about to die? I talked a lot of mess about Henderson, but like, I actually would not be ready for him to be dead yet. Because like even when he was talking to Black Lightning earlier, he was like, look. If something happens to me, like if I die, you need to go to my family and tell them the truth.
Yeah.
That was actually really heartbreaking to hear. Because he knows the risk.
I mean, my thing is, like, he basically did what Jefferson told Lynn that he would do. He was going to put his life on the line to make sure that people were okay. To make sure that the community, his family, and everybody is safe from this vaccine and this drug that is out here on the streets. He was willing to go down for it. And that really says a lot about his character, because before I didn't have no faith in him in that realm. I just thought he was just out here walking around with his badge thinking he the junk and ain't really doing nothing because he's scared of the 100. But he really proved himself to be different today. And especially, like, growing them balls and going after them people once he saw that they was out. He like, no, this feel bad. I'm out. I'm chasing them.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did his thing. I just want to see what happened after that because they kind of disappeared off into Neverland.
I feel like especially after seeing Henderson save Black Lightning's life when that guy was coming up behind him and Henderson shot him.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I feel like we're going to see Black Lightning reveal who he is to Henderson soon. Not sooner rather than later, but during this season.
I don't want that to happen.
Maybe definitely like season finale-ish.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more towards the end of the season, but I think it's going to happen. And I don't think it's going to be an intentional, like, it's me, Jefferson. I think there's going to be something that clicks or like...
Or he going to get caught slipping and the mask off.
Yeah, like, or Henderson, I don't know.
I don't want that to happen. I don't want Henderson to know that Jeff is Black Lightning. I feel like that is very detrimental to their relationship and, you know, to just the community as a whole, because now you have somebody at risk. Like, you have, like, if he knows, then he's liable to say something at an even given moment, because he is, you know, somebody who's in power who could possibly see Black Lightning as a vigilante.
What else? I'm blanking completely. How do we feel about Anissa's suit? Because I have mixed... I love it.
It wasn't tight enough.
Okay.
Thank you.
This one we'll have to say to that. It wasn't tight enough. Should we have tighter Kevlar? Kevlar is not meant exactly as a tightening rod. It is kind of bulky, so I kind of get it.
What's Kevlar?
Something that protects you from bullets.
Oh, really? Like a bulletproof vest?
Yes, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, you heard me ask her that question? You know, play the Jeopardy music. You don't do us like that. I knew.
I knew.
All right, I didn't know, for real. That's why I asked her, but thank you. But, yeah, so I didn't think
police,
it was...
It's what police wear right before they go on a raid to protect them.
I mean, at the end of the day, she is bulletproof. All she got to do is hold her breath and no bullets hit her. But, she don't even need a bulletproof suit.
It could be a split-second decision between, like, her holding her breath long enough to that next shot that comes in that actually could save her life, too.
You're right. Save lives. But she just look a little
When I say I want it tighter, I don't mean because, like, comic books have this annoying tendency to make all female superheroes look like really cool porn stars. I don't mean it like that. I mean, I just want it to be more fitted because I feel like...
It was real loose.
It was. And I feel like she couldn't move... Like, I mean, obviously she's gonna move how she moves because, like, that's a small detail in the show. But as someone who's nitpicky, I just want it to be more fitted like Jefferson's suit is. I feel like Jefferson's suit fits him in all the right places. No, I'm shying.
I'm not about to play with you.
And I just want her to have the same thing. And but otherwise, I love the color. I love... There's a lot of aspects of it that I do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not completely, like, hating on it. Because, like, yeah, in the promo... photo.
It looks a lot more fitted.
Don't you just love Jeff? How he just quick with
Jeff
it.
Is
no matter what we're
it
talking about, he pulls always. It up and shows us.
Jeff is on it always.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it looks
she looks
like,
really
it still
dope.
Still looks a little bulky though, right above her.
But I understand that though because that's like a chest plate because that's how Black Lightning's looks too.
But just like this, part was really loose. She just looked like she had on like saggy,
like sweatpants a little bit,
like a saggy onesuit.
Yeah,
onesie.
I agree.
I mean, but no shade to that. You good, girl.
Yeah.
You know, be free. Move around in your stuff. But I like that other outfit because it was form-fitting, you know?
But she, like, legit like that video. She was like, why do I don't care about my ass?
Facts.
I mean, she got it, but I'm just, like, that also is a factor. Why should you care?
Yeah, and I don't like her hair choice for for this first fight. I did not like the hair choice. I feel like, you know,
as a girl who went to public school, you don't want things that someone could be grabbing.
That is also true.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you know get that's what braids. That's what you
get them scalp cornrows.
Exactly.
Okay? Because the last thing you want is somebody to be trying to snatch your ponytail.
But honestly,
come on. You better show her. Yes, come on.
Her walking out was so fire.
It was.
Everything about it. Because it wasn't slow-mo or anything. Like, she was just like exuding confidence.
Just revealing of the powerful black woman that she is.
But her hair is pulled back and then like little braids, but like also you don't, first of all, pulling somebody's hair in a ponytail, you a coward. Just gonna call you out.
People be cowards out here.
Cause you are.
Yeah, it's very possible, okay? They will pull your hair.
All her little ponies, when she was fighting and whipping around, I was like, if I was a bad guy, I'd just pull her whole... You know what I'm saying?
Right, and start dragging her.
Because I'm a bad
guy.
But if that's the case, I'm like, I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm kicking backwards with my foot and see just how far you go from.
Right, all she got to do is drop that foot. It's over.
And I'm going to take that weave right with me. It's
just gonna, oh, no, you did it.
I'm going to go.
You ain't right.
I'm really not. Do you guys have anything else?
I love how they just destroyed the green light lab. That's exciting. Oh,
that the slow-mo, like, walkout, I was like, this is some, like...
blow up?
Yeah, I was like, this is some, like, Mad Max, like, badass.
Yeah, like, I was excited because I'm ready for that stuff to be off the streets, too. I know it ain't my community, but I know some stuff that's in my community that ain't right, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, like I was saying, I'm ready for that to be off the streets, and I feel like they took the first step, blowing up the lab, killing the doctor who's making it.
They didn't kill the doctor. Henderson took him into custody.
Oh, yeah. Henderson took him into custody. You're right. But anyway, blowing up the evidence and just clearing it all out, it just really gave me some type of hope that they're doing something good and that their mission was successful because that's what they did it for.
But I have a prediction because of what Gammy found with the like the old kids.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't even touch on that. Thank you for bringing that up.
Like... oh, okay. Thank you.
So, yeah.
I got a prediction for that, too.
I really do. Like, because she's always just like, I'm sitting here thinking the whole time, like, man, like, they could do a lot with that, though, too.
And they're going to build a villain army them people.
I was thinking the fact that they're in, like, a dreamlike state in this whatever blue glue, whatever they're in, but also using that to...
taking the vaccines out of their blood?
To create more green light, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they were probably doing because it matched what's in superpower people.
Yeah, it's wild that he's the same age that he was, like, that kid is the same age in that little tube that he was back when Gambi found him.
Well, apparently he got a little older because his hair grew out.
Yeah,
he was like 17.
I wonder if, like, maybe it's because, like, you know how Tobias, like, his aging slowed down heavily?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's similar to that.
But Jeff is still getting older.
But I don't think Jeff's DNA is, like, exactly the same. I think his went down a little bit differently. Because in the comics, correct me if I'm wrong, chat, but in the comics, I'm pretty sure he gets his powers because he's wearing a belt and eventually, like, absorbs the powers through the belt.
But my theory for this one is how he got it is maybe his dad accidentally gave him some vaccine before he died. Or Gambi gave him that power from the vaccine that he gave his dad. Because, like, that's the only way he got powers, because Jefferson didn't even know how he got them. So, obviously, whatever's happening to Jeff is almost the same, basically, as Green Light. That's how he got his powers, when he when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Because
of the vaccine.
I do not know. Before we go into predictions, we are trying to do a thing every week where we shout out one of you guys.
Fan of the week.
This week it is Carlos Anglada. I hope I said your name right. It's very cool. And he had a really good point about Black Lightning and the whole good or bad, right or wrong. Shay, did you want to read it?
Okay. It's like a little long, so I'll like cut to the
point. Yeah, Carlos, you wrote us a lot, but shout out to you because, you know, You speak with us.
Okay, so Carlos, I think Black Lightning is beckoning us to go beyond mere good and good, bad, or right, wrong valuations of morals or character. Not one character in this film is perfect, and the writers have made no bones about it. Lynn tries to be loving and supportive, but she's afraid to lose her family to what she still perceives is to be a huge risk. Vigilantism? Yeah, I got it right. I'm smart. This woman is simply too practical to allow herself to believe in heroism. Jeff is super preachy to Anissa about emotions when only days ago he stopped short of murdering a man in cold blood. The same night, Jeff, he would almost be killing Anissa herself, totally caught up in the moment, trying to be a hero to Lynn before taking full stock of the facts and situation. Mm. Am I the only person who thinks that Jeff is rambling about how Anissa saved his life is essentially showing a junkie who just snorted a line? Jennifer is a super bright kid who makes stupid choices, Club 100, leaving track for Khalil, correct, an alarming frequency. And Gambi is a spy. He is dangerous, yes. Was his confession complete? Hell no. It was curiously brief and to the point. He said all he needed to say at the moment, but certainly not all that Jeff deserved to hear. Regardless, this man decided to cover for the orphaned son of the journalist he got killed and has been keeping his secret for 30 years. Should we believe this is just a long con? Question mark.
I like everything he said about Gambi.
It ain't right. Brought some very good points that everyone can, you know, think on and whatnot. So shout out to you. Thank you so much for watching us. We love you, Carlos.
Yes, shout out to Carlos.
Shout out,
fan of the week.
You the realist. We got another cool fan art again this week from Stevenson. Yes, he.
Oh, thank you.
He drew Jennifer and Lynn's, like, moment together, which that was one of my favorite scenes, and Stevenson had DM'd me and told me that this was his favorite scene, that's why he drew it, and
Carlos said yay.
That scene was a lot for me because it was really sad, because, you know, like I said in the beginning, I wasn't expecting Jen to, you know, act the way she did, and then, basically, what Shay said, she went to the full extreme and took extra miles, and those miles drove her into that tears that just happened, and she didn't have to go there.
She killed that.
She didn't have to take that route.
She did that.
Yeah, like that scene seriously was just heartbreaking because, like, you really feel for Jen. Like, she, like I said, like, these are two sisters who are very completely different people. And I think it's also now starting to take, you know, place to their parents. Like, I am not Anissa. This is not what I want.
Right.
I wanted something different for my life. And now the fact that I know that you left Dad because of who he is. And even though Anissa and broke up, even though that wasn't even like a real relationship. Like, how am I going to find love? Like, with these powers, I don't want to be a freak.
Right.
I want to be normal. But, like, I agree with Anissa. Personally, normal is very highly overrated.
Facts. Predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
That little drop makes me go like this.
Real methodical. I wish, like, we had power to make the camera zoom in so you could just stare during that sound effect. Anyway, back to more important things. Portia, what is your prediction?
So, I think they're going to build an army with all those people that are so-called dead. I think they're going to bring them back to life because they clearly bring in fools back to life out here with, you know, especially like how they did Lala. But, yeah, and that's going to be really crazy, and Gambi is, you know, going to regret, you know, he already regrets helping them find him, but now he's going to regret being involved at all because he is going to be the only person who could try to stop it, you know, because he's the only one who has the insight of what's going on. And then, you know, him spreading it to Anissa and all that, blase, cool. So, yeah, they're going to, you know, try to stop this operation for sure. And then I have definitely been wondering about this whole Khalil situation. Where is he? Is he still going to go through with this, you know, live on-screen interview? And is he going to be blaming Black Lightning for his problems? Hopefully, you know, he is. Hopefully what happened to Tobias with his sister dying made him just go away for a while and he trying to like take a breather and take a break from being a villain. And then since Khalil don't hear from Tobias, it makes him not want to be down with the blame Black Lightning for everything again because somebody else just walked out of his life. I hope that happens. That was my little scenario. And I think Jen is going to come to Jesus moment about these powers. She's going to realize that it is a blessing, and she's going to find a way to deal with it and find a way to love her abilities. And yeah, Jen and Anissa and Jeff, they're going to take over the world. And I still think Lynn going to have some powers. Like, she going to get some of that green light stuff or some type of vaccine, and she going to be out here.
Shay?
My predictions is definitely agree with either they're using the kids that they kidnapped who already have the vaccine as a way to supplement green light, or they're going to be brought back to life and used as a villainous army against Black Lightning, which could be the Outsiders, but like in a reverse effect way. In that sense.
I was going to say.
You can kill them.
Depending on what their powers are.
Well, one can only jump really high, so that's all I saw. Actually, I'm really interested on everybody else's powers, though, too. Like, if they do come out, maybe they, you know, they fight Black Lightning and Thunder, but then they have their own come to Jesus moment and realize we're actually being the bad guys, not the good guys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then everybody turns and goes after Martin Proctor because it's time for him to die.
Aww.
I really believe that. He has to go.
He has to go. They have to take their
I don't
out.
Think he's going to go quite yet, to be honest.
He won't, but I just really want him to. Like, I understand, like, he's definitely, his purpose is definitely good, and I'm legit looking forward to it. But at the same time, I'm just like, I need you to go.
I wanted Holly's daughter to die when he was on Scandal, so he could die again. well, he didn't die on there.
I want Jen. I think Jen is going to take some... I think she's okay. I don't think she's fully accepted her powers. I think it may take an episode more than this before she fully accepts them. But definitely can't wait for a whole Khalil, Jen meetup. I really cannot. I'm really excited for that.
I definitely agree. I think maybe this is going to somehow incorporate the Outsiders, just because since we already have Grace in the mix, and I'm sure we're going to be seeing her again soon. I think that the Outsiders possibility definitely could be a thing. What else? I think Khalil's going to come back real soon. I think we're going to see what him and Tobias have been up to. And I think that's probably going to push Jen into her powers a little bit more. And I think even though Gambi and Jefferson are kind of fading out, I think they're still going to be... I think they're going to have a come-to-Jesus moment soon. But I think while that's happening, I think Henderson and Jefferson, or Henderson and Black Lightning, I should say, are going to come together closer. But we will see.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That has been another after show, Black Lightning. I'm not even mad at this music choice. Make sure to like us, subscribe. Go ahead and like us right now while you're watching me. I'll give you 2 seconds. Ready? Go. Like it.
I too.
All right, cool. Tweet at us. Hit us up. Check out the new AfterBuzz TV website. And guys, next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Grace and Anissa are going to be battling some other couple that's not as important on Do You Ship.
And they're not even a couple yet.
They are in the comics, girl, so we can count it.
It counts.
The comics don't count on the show.
The comics count on Do You Ship. They absolutely do. So make sure to go over there and support. And where can they find you, ladies?
Okay, guess me. Hey guys, you can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter, Instagram. You can find me on Deception at 8 p.m. I will be in the chat. Let's talk about it. And I know we're getting out of here, but like, just somebody said, wait, what if LaWanda's daughter is in one of the pods?
We'll talk about it next week. Keep going.
Yeah. That's still you. Okay. All right, guys. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter. Thank y'all so much for watching. Love y'all.
And my name's Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J or tonight on iZombie. So we'll see you later.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.